yourself and your change.
Blog Talk Radio.
Why do you do this to me, Charlie?
Yes.
Word about all the places, all through this deep
I had on before earlier today, earlier today at me. It's great. Banner Coats and Brian. Coats Brian.
Thank you. I can see Marines coming towards me, going to glory, glory, hallelujah, and shoot weapons. Anyway, nice to see you, Secretary Shultz. What are you doing in town? Anyway, he's sitting there like there's nothing going on. Take a picture. I'm going to the embassy. I'm a bucket of beluga. Anyway, Secretary of State here, and Billy Graham, nice to see you, sir. This hand is all I need. It's great, sir. I make fun of the president. Why not? I make fun of everybody more. That's America. Laugh at Charlton Heston. I'm a friend. It's over. I'll tell you this. If you were Moses, I was a Mau Mau fighter pilot. On his backstage in a Cleopatra outfit killing snakes. I'm so silly, was under the shower going, look at this, the water runs up. I'll tell you this. Is this the face, Tommy? Anyway, he's sitting there looking at the program going, where does his shirt? And he makes fun of me. What does it say that? It's only a joke, Mrs. Reagan. Is this too fast, Secretary Shultz? What are you talking that Russian about? You must sit. Look at the way you dress. The tuxedos have a style. Class it up a little bit. He's wearing a fake thingy when it fucking
goes. Oh,
I wrote this song for them. And Andrea, maybe you'd like to talk a little bit about, before we introduce her, about the song and Elizabeth, who was your dear friend, and you wanted to dedicate this.
But your English is much better than my English.
So. Ah. But you're Andrea Bocelli, and I'm not. So. Well, Andrea and Elizabeth Taylor had a great love affair together. I'm not literally, but although maybe they did, I don't know. But Elizabeth had such great love, as we all do here, for Andrea, and he wanted to dedicate this song in her memory this evening. And I want to introduce to you my two favorite singers in the world, one of them standing beside me, and this next one, singer, who I don't know what else to say, except she is the one, I'm Canadian, the one, the only singing.
Right. AlertBuddy helps you leverage all the cloud has to offer while staying secure. We offer a comprehensive view of all threats, the security of your critical business systems, and you'll learn ease of use and fast time to value for the security of your workloads.
Thank you. It's a Republican celebration. But I have the honor of introducing a man who is so democratic.
Hi, how can I help?
Equally, even a little kid like me, Mr. Don
Rickle. Not why.
Enable Health IT, do more IT with Cloud First Data Protection as a service. And my personal favorite, no more babysitting needy backup appliances. Ooh, not to mention freeing up your tech, your time, and your sanity. Now that's kind of fresh. Your clients will thank you. Your accountants will thank you. You'll even thank yourself. So turn more IT possibilities into capabilities with Enable. Are you concerned with what's going on in the world financially right now? Do you feel like you and your family is being robbed by the inflation? Did you know that 80% of all U.S. dollars in existence was printed in just the last 22 months alone? Think about that. Now, what does this mean for you, for me, for average ordinary people out there, right? Well, what that means is this. The purchasing power of our fiat currency, the U.S. dollar, has been reduced by over 96% since 1913, when the Federal Reserve was first created. My friend, if you're like most people, if you are watching all this happening and you're feeling the pressure and you don't know what to do about it, I would like to invite you to check out the Wealth Autopilot system. It's a very simple system that average and ordinary people, just like you, just like me, are using, our families using, to be able to build and protect their wealth with gold and silver. That's right, God's money. Like the wealthy have been doing for generations, even if they're on their budget. Doesn't matter if you got $20 or $5,000. I'm going to show you all about it. And I'm going to tell you how you can start taking control of your financial future starting today. Click on the link right now. You cannot miss this opportunity. This is urgent. We're on a mission to spread this message to as many people as possible. Check this out. Click on the ad. You'll thank yourself.
Yes.
I grew up with you, listening to your music in high school and so forth. It just occurred to me, crazy thought this afternoon, when you're in a romantic mood.
You're trying to make a record you put on.
I've spent a lot of nice evenings listening to your music, and I just wonder who Frank listens to.
Oh, I play Jerry Fale or some of those.
it's a same concept.
Yes, it is. But I can answer that by telling you that in those lovely moments, I play Daphnis and Chloe or the Sunken Cathedral, the Engulfed Cathedral, that kind of classy jazz.
My class,
I don't fool around with all that other stuff. Because, hey, look, I know you're going to do another number with the band because I know you got a recording session tonight. And really, I'll do that.
Now that's it for me. Why don't you guys get with the band? Hey, I just was hanging around in the hall, and I said, Frank Sinatra's here. I've never met him, you know. And I get the few excuses. Well, certainly, certainly. Marco Manganato was hurt. Armando Alonso, Bombino Bombazzo, two bullets in the head, too. This should open. Excuse me, Johnny, you're from the Midwest. Is the truck loaded? Guido says hi. He hasn't had a chance to talk to you. And from Jersey City, your good friend, Ubani Umpat.
What is part of this car?
He started this car with your album on, and now he's a highway. I say, I'm a Jew and you're an Italian. And here we have what? This is a great Irishman. This is America.
Yes.
And that's why I just want to say, before we go any further, for 14 years, Johnny Carson kept saying, do you really know Frank? And I want you to know, Frank, I worship you and I love you. I really mean this. Because since I'm a kid, I used to blow in girls' ears and hear you go, do it my way. I need a girl so bad. I love my wife, but she's ill. But you just got married, Frank. I just can't picture him on the wedding night standing in the room going, and did it all, and I suppose it's my way. Barbara, his wife is going, Frank, will you get a minute? God bless you. He just got married. Hey, all the good things. This is the most exciting night in the years that I've known Johnny Carson. He started me on this show. This is the most exciting night, and I so help me. It's a great night. He was even nervous because he came to me and said, and I said, you are a powerhouse, and Frank, I love you.
Can I tell a story about what this man did to me once? You may have known or heard about this. It was a true story. This is a long time ago, long before Don got married. I was eating dinner in a restaurant in New York, and sitting with some friends, and he came over to the table, and he said, Frank, do me a favor. And he said, I'm sitting with a very pretty girl, and I'm trying to make out, you know. And he said, I told her I know you, and she really doesn't believe me. Would you stop by the table? I said, all right. I'm just about finished. I found an espresso. And finally, he went back, and I walked by the table, and I said, how are you, Don? Nice to see you. He said, can't you see I'm eating, Frank? What are you doing?
I went through the whole thing.
Here's $100,000. Wait, I can give you this 100 grand, or I can teach you how to make this every single month. You see, this is exactly what I made in my business from one income stream just in the past 30 days. And what I do can be done from anywhere in the world, and the people that I work with are anywhere in the world. And all I really need is a phone and a laptop. But let me be clear and tell you what this is not. This is not affiliate marketing where you're selling other people's junk, getting the cut. This is not an MLM where you're drawn into this scheme and you're having to enroll people underneath you. This is not SEO that takes 6 to 12 months to get paid. This is not blogging where you're constantly writing content. This is not a four-year degree with a debt. You're not even guaranteed a job. This is not enlisting in the military where you serve your country, you do amazing things, and you get out and not even guaranteed a job or a high-paying career at that point. And I did serve 10 years in the Navy, so I know all about this one as well. All right, so what I do is a simple high-demand service that really nobody knows about. It's brand new. It's cutting edge, and it's a real skill that pays the bills. Okay, let me show you something on my computer real quick. Take a gander there. So you'll see this is my PayPal account. This is exactly how much money we made in the last 30 days. So let me just update this and refresh it for you live here. Last 30 days, we did over 100 grand. You can see we're making multiple four figures per day. So we had a list start over here. At the beginning of the month, we had a 7,800. So you can see a 3,100 there. We did 3,000. With a 7,300.
What you laugh at, Milton Berle? With those rust teeth, you look like a chipmunk in me. I heard what you said, Don Delaware.
don't want no jive in you fat soldier. You look like a Pillsbury doughboy. Don't you start nothing, George Burns, you old diva. Hey, he's so antique. He keeps his waterbed filled with Jericho. And tell us about his landing. Lucky you and Kodak didn't sit next to each other. The NBC sister would have made you two bald as well with beer on your knees. You ain't about a piece of buzzard. You ain't exactly a sex symbol, honey. You just stroll naked through a camp of lonely lumberjacks. And all you picked up was these splinters. And don't you go snapping your gums, Jack Clubman. Anybody who spent 5 years living with Tony Randall. Man, I'd like to hear you explain that to a little Brian. What do you get you, Mr. Francis Albert, to my chest? You're always been holding and strutting. You're supposed to be a brand man. Well, let me tell you something, Turkey. Queen of Will Chamberlain could slam dunk you and still have room to palm a watermelon.
As the tragic little soldier Maggio in that immortal movie From Here to Eternity. Well, we have a big surprise for you, Frank, because with us tonight is that brutal, sadistic boss of the stocking who made your life so miserable. Fatso! Baby. I know you weren't good at some quiet on December the 7th. But anyway, you look like you were bombed before Pearl Harbor. How about you? Get up, Jay. Get up! Show me back sucking your gut.
Oh, my God.
The very first day you walked into Scopia Barracks, you were pale, pasty, you were skinny. I looked at you and said to myself, the army must be desperate. They're drafting Linguini. On a day when General MacArthur left the Philippines and said his immortal words, I shall return, I shall return. You made us cringe when you yelled, when you do, bring booze and broad. Good old days. But if I ever had to do a job on you again, it'd be all different, boy. No more punching a kicker. Nah, none of that. I got a torture that's even worse. Maybe I throw you in a stockade, lock you in solitary for 24 straight hours. I'd make you listen to nothing but Donnie and Marie records. Thank you.
know them a good bit longer than most, I respond with some trepidation to this opportunity to speak of history's first finger-snapping pope. Bad old days when I was on the radio playing the shadow, and Frank was at the Paramount looking like the shadow. The shadow said, "Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?" Believe me, Frank knew. Two seasons ago, you remember that he announced his retirement. A sad day. Every motel in America flew its sheets at half mast. Regions of seniority. That's for the other speakers. Well, there's certainly a lot of them. Ex-governors and secretaries of states, a tatterdemalion grab bag of distressed comedians, and a bald-headed Greek tragedian of cheap claim to fame, that he gave new life to the lollipop. Little documentary film for this occasion. But I see there won't be much time. My subject is Frank's home, the royal residence at Palm Springs. I opened the film with the palace gates, staring as it does, the family coat of arms. It depicts the entire Sinatra family pushing Wayne Newton into the sea. Sinatra is humanitarian. Philanthropist, what can I say? He's endowed some fascinating scientific research. The new birth control device lets us so much surer than the pill. At bedtime, the couple is shown a print of Frank's movie, The Kissing Bandits. Reproduction of our species, impossible. Since it's difficult to make love when you're fast asleep. In closing, I'd like to speak as an Italian. But I am an Italian, the hard way by marriage. While I can't claim to have risen to those loftier circles of high society where the bent nose and the slight cauliflowering of the ear are signs of chic, what I have learned is that with all Italians, there are some questions it's healthier not to ask. Simple things that, shall we say, arrange. Thus, I do not know, and I don't want to know, how in the world it came to be that when my daughter was brought to the Count to be baptized, it was Don Francisco here who was, if you'll excuse the expression, the godfather. Who would joke about a thing like that? My own Beatrice is sitting right out there, really is. Sinatra's godchild, believe me, for otherwise, I would have been a lot sassier tonight. Carissimo amico. For saying to grant assembly. Translation. Whatever I've been saying here, Don Francisco, it's strictly fun. That's the godfather I get to watch your lips. Translation. Whatever I've been saying here, Don Francisco, it's strictly fun. That's the godfather I get to watch your lips.
Have you noticed, folks, that they've been supposed to be singing to Italians? Most of the Italians, which is ridiculous. Very little difference between the Jews and the Italians. 1 year of high school. Francis, Albert Sinatra. Singers, swinger, actor, director, producer, businessman, tycoon. And on the seventh day, rest of Billy Graham once said about this man, therefore, by the grace of me goes God. Ask my friend, why? Why are we giving this man? Why are we giving this man a dinner when some of the greatest Italians in the history of the world never got a dinner?
Something in the eyes, new baby.
Who said this to me? Is that all for me? You said the Queen Isabella, I keep telling you the world is round. You're the one who's flat.
Self-made man all his life. Frank did what he wanted to do, and he did it his way. Of course, he had to check it out with the boys first. The boys. Tough looking guys. I saw one guy who can make a fist with his nose. He had a beautiful home in Palm Springs. He almost made a job with the third last. Of course, he won't let him. And then much, much later he retired. He said he wanted to spend more time with his friends. When they found out he was out of work, he didn't have any friends left. I want to say one more picture. I just one picture with Frank. The picture just was one of the most memorable moments in my career. I love him for tonight. He's here, Betty, and I love him for that picture. And thank you all.
Yeah.
perhaps this profession has been closely linked to Frank in the past. He's the man that drove the bus when Frank went from city to city on his conquest tour. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Albert Sutton.
I just feel like I'm going to kill a man or grab him and kiss him.
And Frank and me was in the instrument bus, all the implements in there. And Frank had purchased a dog. He was the only time I'd ever seen him really bombed him and really just clearly was out of it completely. And he was using his hands and wife like this. I didn't close his fingers. He said, "I got a little dog here." And he pulled out paper bags with it. It was a black and white dog. Had a little spot on his beard. Tail was white and the rest of his life. And he said, "Let's put the dog on the hood instead of that record thing."
Heaven, he's Bogart, he's Wayne, he's everybody, but actually Mr. Rich Little. My whole act alive and well and living here at the MGM Grand.
Thank you. on GI Joe. All the other guys go out every night and groan and curse and hit. It's disgusting. It's degrading. In a strange way, it's rather exciting. And George Burns told me.
Man of the hour. The audience may not be familiar with the name Jerry. Not many people don't know who Jerry is. It is always a famous word for all of us, and it should not be. You've never even heard of Jerry, probably. Well, maybe here he is. Jerry. There's no friend without Jerry.
Most of all, I came out of fear.
I remember my
about 3 in the morning. Yeah, just let the old Morocco. Big deal. I was so on his friends with him. It was very high class, the A group.
People are trying to wash their hands before they. They spot in a roller towel.
Well, I don't know if that is more detail up here. So I'll just say what I've been saying to you for the past 30 years. I'll be waiting in the car.
Thank you.
About a guy that already a legend. The accomplishments of Frank Sinatra have been documented in the history of show business. You can find him listed in some books as a singer. In others, you'll find him listed as an actor. But in my book, he'll always be listed as a friend. You endure a lot of hurt and scars along the way. Whenever Frank found out I was hurting, he was always there for me. There's lots more I could say at this moment. My emotions prevent me from translating my feelings into words. So all I just say is the man of the hour, the man of the evening, my personal vote for the man of the century, Frank Sinatra.
very simple reason. I will repeat what Dean said, except Kendra and I love Dean Martin. I have more years than we want to mention. If that upsets Anita Bryant, so be it. And Dean, I hate to spoil your image, but I have to tell the people the Dean that I know a little bit about. The good Dean, he's not a drunk, and he is so far from the fumbling he would have you believe. It's all a charade. Carries on with it. Dean has probably brought more fun into my life than anybody I know. After this evening, I've enjoyed every week of it. Everybody doesn't have to be funny all the time. And Don Cruz began tonight. My friends, we don't have time tonight to put it all into words. But you may believe me, if I knew how to hug a bear, I would do it. Everybody understands. By your talents, you bring light into darkened worlds and lives. By your work, you change the world subject from sadness to laughter. And that is a rare gift that I cherish and admire in all of you people. You've cheered America, and in my book, that's way more than the show. Because without the laughter you provide, without the escape you create, without your songs and your entertainment, the brilliant color you add to a black and white world, that world would have more time to cry. But what is enough if only once in your life you cause a friendly smile to wipe out a stranger's tears? I love you all. Thank you very much. And I say that I hope you all live to be 1,000 years old. The last voice you hear is mine.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.